here with Johnny Orlando. We're here to play a game together.
We are
which
indeed.
Which might be a challenge, but we're going to do this. We're in this together. So the game is called Artists with Friends. But how it's going to work is we're going to each take turns, and we are going to put together words that have to do with artists or bands or things like that, and then go back and forth and see if who can win. But we're going to go 5 times each, and then whoever gets the most points wins. Whoever's album is coming out this week gets to go first.
Okay. Is your album coming out this week?
No.
Oh, okay. Next. Okay, I'll go. Oh.
Right?
Okay.
And if it's spelled mainly incorrectly, that's okay, right? I'm going to say yes.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, because you know, there's so many artists that have like numbers in their name, like yeah. Deadmau5.
I'm going to start with Nas.
Oh, nice. That doesn't give me a lot. Okay. See, I'm already screwed.
I'm lining it up for just a...
Yeah, you're not giving
just
me a lot of options
a horrific
here.
Blow.
Yeah, okay, but we can also... I also want to ask you questions because okay, all right. I haven't seen you in a bit, okay. So we need to catch up.
Yeah, I see your TikToks all the time.
Oh, nice. I see yours all the time.
Oh, thanks.
But, yeah, how have you been? You were traveling.
I was.
Why were you traveling?
Because promo, mostly. Nice. We went to Egypt, and then we've been, like, to LA a bunch. That doesn't really count, I think, anymore.
Who's we, like, the team,
my
family?
My family, yeah.
Nice.
And then we went to Egypt. That was purely vacation. Mm-hmm. Which was really, really cool. Saw the pyramids and...
yeah, how was that?
It was really,
are they
really
way
cool.
bigger in person?
Like, it's hard to comprehend how... They're not even really that big. Like,
really?
the Great Pyramid is only... It's just under 500 feet tall.
Oh.
Which is not that tall.
Right.
In, like, to modern... in modern standards. But a 500-foot tall pyramid is ridiculously big.
Yeah.
And it looks ridiculously big. And it is hard to... It's hard to comprehend it.
Right. Fender, as in Sam Fender.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, and we're supposed to say our favorite song from that. I don't know if I can do that Sam Fender song. Do you have a favorite Nas song?
The one with Bieber, I forget what it's called.
Nice.
Wait, did he has a song with Bieber, right? Please, please, give me what I need here.
So you've been in the industry for a while.
I have indeed.
And this is your debut album.
Shannon, I have a question. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can I use a Z where an S... Like, can I use an S instead of a Z?
I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to love it.
Okay. I'm going to go...
We're just
going
to have, like, slang versions of people's names.
Yeah.
I have so
I'm going to go with... Jeezy.
Okay. For sure.
I have been in the industry for a long time.
And this is your debut album.
It is.
How are you feeling? There's got to be a lot of anticipation up until this moment, I can imagine.
Oh, that's four, sorry. There is, yeah. I mean, well, I've been anticipating this moment, I think, for, like, my whole career, basically.
Right.
So, I don't know, I feel really weird this week. Yeah. This is a strange week. Because I'm almost, like, so busy this week that I don't have time to... lay in bed and just like think,
right,
you know, and be like, holy frick, the album's coming out,
yeah,
on Thursday night, like, that's ridiculous.
But do you feel, you say you feel weird about it, do you feel like,
yeah,
anxious,
I feel so,
or you feel like
weird.
Excited, or like a mixture?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's hard to separate. What I don't like is it's really hard to separate the business part of it from the artist part of it. Mm-hmm. As an artist, I'm so happy that this thing that I've worked on for so long is going to be out in the world and hopefully can help people. And, you know, my goal with this album was to, or one of my goals was to help people not feel lonely, basically. Mm. And just let people know that, you know, everybody goes through what you're going through, essentially. If I could help one person, that's mission accomplished for me.
Yeah.
So as an artist, I'm so happy that it's coming out, but also somebody that has had the business side drilled into me. You know, I'm so nervous about, you know, expectations.
Yeah.
Also just as a person, I think expectations and, you know, metrics, like, cause I heard somebody describe it really well. Before you put out, oh, I have an unreal word.
Damn it. I have nothing. I'm like listening, but I'm also trying to figure out my word. Yeah. Okay. What were you saying?
When something's unreleased, it's all potential. It's all, oh my God, look at this album. I'm so proud of it. You know, it's gonna be awesome. And then when it's released into the world, all that potential becomes
like reality.
Yeah, like quantifiable. You can measure how good your album is, or at least how good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's like perceived.
Yeah, you yeah. can how good it's perceived and how popular your message is by the metrics, and that's mm-hmm. very, very scary.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have almost a better understanding of that, or a better grasp of that, being on social media for so long? Because that's so numbers based.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Even it applies to everything. Like, I can take a really great picture, and then if it gets likes and gets no likes, I'm like, damn, like.
Yeah, you know, like maybe it wasn't that good.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't that good. Maybe I'm blind to my own.
Right.
Like ugliness, if we're talking about a photo yeah. that like I thought I looked good in, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh yeah. Oh.
Oh yeah, like
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks, damn. Jess. I had no help at all.
No help at all.
All right, you're up.
Can I start a new branch?
No.
You have to stay on the same branch.
It has to attach to
one of them.
I know, right? It's hard. Okay, speaking of social media, though.
Yep.
You're in a unique position where that's something that you've always gone through and been in the public eye in that way, but also your family members. Like, so as a big brother, how is that, like, seeing, like, Lauren, for example, have such a following online?
It's weird when they start posting, like, when Lauren starts... I remember when I started social media, she was... 6?
Yeah.
And so, like, she's obviously not 6 anymore. She started posting, like, bathing suit pictures, and I was like, my baby sister! But obviously, you know, like, she's a grown woman, so, right. you know, I'm not gonna...
Are you almost, like, worried about her in a way because of, like...
Yeah, for sure, like...
trolls and all of that.
Nobody wants to see their... We also don't really have a problem with this, but, like, nobody wants to see their sibling. Like, as a brother, I don't want to see my sister be, like, objectified on the internet.
Right.
Which is, I feel like, very common, mm-hmm. Sadly. So, yeah, like, it's scary. Like, I've gotten very angry a few times about, like, things that people have said about my sisters. I feel like, also... Like, those questions are hard for me because also I've been doing this for so long that
right.
that's just so normal for me. Mm-hmm. So you're like, how does it feel? And I'm like...
When that's all it's ever been.
I don't know. Like, it just feels... It feels like it's always felt.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like that's almost, like, comparable to, like, the Kardashians. For real, like, Kylie
yeah, fair
and
enough.
Kendall have been in the public eye for so long that they... That's probably totally normal to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
No. Wow. This is hard.
I feel like this game is hard enough in itself, and then adding the extra element of the artist. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, but there are artist names all over the wall.
Oh.
So we can get hints.
True.
I'm so close to having such a good word, but I need...
I'm not close to having such a good word.
There to be an S somewhere on this board.
True. Roy Woods. I have to go with... Oh, he has so many good songs. I can't remember a single name of one, though.
Yeah, right?
Can I go on my phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, wait, I have such a sick one. But I'm going to add to Nas by giving him an extra S because we don't care about spelling. And then I'm going to come through with this. Knowles.
Ah.
As in Beyonce.
Oh, what are you on? What are you? Oh, what are... Oh, nice.
Right? I only cheated a little bit.
Okay, plenty of more words to work with now.
Something that I learned about you is that you are a good interviewer.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
With Claimatrack.
Thank you.
What inspired that?
That was actually Mia at Universal's idea. She's a genius. She knows TikTok like the back of her hand, very valuable to the team.
Mm-hmm.
And she noticed that people claim tracks basically off of unreleased albums. She was like, weird, we can make a show out of that. So we did.
Right. That, you can tell, like, she's creative in thinking that.
Very much
even.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's turned out awesome. I'm not an interviewer. It's a bit uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
But... Can I do an abbreviation?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
far are we bending the rules
no,
here?
No, I asked that earlier, okay. And we get...
Rex Orange County.
Nice. Wow, that's so good.
You're
not making it easy for me. I need you to do a long one so I have more options, but that's fine. We'll work on this. But yeah, so then you started doing it.
I have another one.
How do you find that you enjoy it?
It's fun. I am very interested in people,
mm-hmm.
Just in general. So it's cool for me to be able to learn about people and, you know, artists that I would have never probably talked to before. Like, I did one with Jessia, mm-hmm. who is really cool. She's an amazing artist. I know her songs. I knew her songs beforehand. But, like, we're in kind of different-ish lanes. She's older than I am.
Right.
I doubt that we would have ever had, like, a real conversation. But with this show, we were brought together and we would talk about music and we talk about stuff. So it's cool to be introduced to people that I probably otherwise would not have been.
Yeah.
You know?
And to give that to the fans too, because I think there's an added extra element to like peers in the industry talking to each other
for sure.
about music. So I don't know who Jim is, but I'm sure that there's a singer. Jim Morrison. There we go.
Ah, there
nice.
You go.
But yeah, that's I totally get that with Jessia.
Yeah.
And she seems like someone.
She's awesome. She's really cool. And everybody that's been on Claim a Track has been really awesome. And I feel like everybody in the world just needs to be opened up, just cracked a little bit. And like, I'm very media trained, so it's not hard to get me to like talk about stuff.
Right.
But like, when you're talking to like newer artists or people that just like, you know, it's not like their thing to be like, you know, open and honest, whatever. It's almost like a little game. It's like, you know, you know what I mean?
Totally.
You obviously interview a lot more than I do, so.
Yeah, but it's like a fun challenge.
Yeah.
And then when you get them to open up or you like get them to feel comfortable in things, and it's like rewarding.
Yeah.
Especially for the people that get to watch. Could you see yourself doing that more?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think so. I want to have a podcast one day, but like very much
podcast,
on my
you?
Own. I do, but like it's kind of like it's more like informational than anything.
Mm.
And I think I'd like to have a podcast like just like with one of like my like friends, maybe, I don't know, but like we're talking about like me, and I don't want to talk about me all the
time,
you know. That's why I like Claim a Track.
Pressure's on. I don't know, I feel like I did pretty good with Knowles.
Yeah,
they're
probably gonna win you the game.
Okay,
I'm also competitive, so I was like, a game, let's go.
Okay, we're gonna do Korn.
Nice, that's such a good one.
Thank you. Can't name a song though.
Yeah,
probably like fine. Chainsaw.
Something aggressive.
Yeah.
Murder. Earlier, I had pretty close to Bieber, but it was like.
Oh, that's good.
Now it's gone.
You're going for gold. I'm going for like low value, high volume. Here.
Oh, okay, yeah. You still live in Ontario, right?
I do. Somewhat. Like, I kind of split my time between here and LA.
Right. Would you ever go full time to LA? Is that appealing?
No, not really. I just need a great. I need to find a good group of friends.
In LA?
Like a big group of friends. Like I need like my boys. Like in Toronto I like have my like lads, you know, that I've known forever. Like there's always somebody that I can go chill with. But in LA, like if my like three friends aren't available, I'm just kinda you know, chilling.
Right. You could do like what David Dobrik did. Do you know David Dobrik?
He just flew all of his friends out.
Yeah, he like moved them all to LA.
Yeah.
And then like
I would.
Hired them and then started in that way.
That sounds like a great idea.
I have an idea for a word, but I need it one specific letter, so I'm cheating.
This is such a cheating.
Everyone look away. Oh, what's perfect.
Wow. Oh my god, you found it.
N-E-R-D. Pharrell's.
Okay.
Group.
Okay.
Did it. I feel like we're both winners in this because we cheated so much, but...
I only slightly bent the rules.
Oh, okay. I definitely cheated more than that then. We did it. This was a challenge.
I could do this all day.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's count it up.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd be doing math.
16, 17,
18, 19, 20, 21, 25, 36, 37, 38. 38. Nice. What else do we have? 10, 18. 19, 21, 22, 23,
damn.
29, 30, 31,
32, 33, 34,
35, 36, 37, 39, 40, 41?
Damn.
41.
Oh, plus this. 42, 43, 44, 45, 36.
You smoked me.
Killed it. I did cheat a lot, though. So
okay.
I say we're both winners in this.
Okay.
But thank you so much for playing Artists with Friends. Fun, and it was great chatting with you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Good job.